Hello, everybody. Tuesday, shortly after noon, word is come to us. Mike Gundy has been fired. Kind of a sad day, to be honest. Gundy was Oklahoma State football basically for the last 25 years. You know, last 20 pretty much as a head coach. Mike Gundy is the only reason why I ever went to Stillwater, Oklahoma in my life. I went to see Mike one time. He gave me this shirt. Felt it was appropriate to put it back on. Gundy was an exceptional football coach, in my opinion. Perhaps not right to run that program in this day and age. The whole game has changed in the last 2 years, and as have the results there. And maybe Mike just didn't want to change. He's 58. He's still a great football coach, but when you don't have the talent that you're against the teams on the opposite side of the field, it doesn't work. Jimmy's and Joe's win games, and they don't have them. Zach, how about give me your initial thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, I echo what you said, and there's really no other take to have. I mean, you go back to 1986, which was 40 seasons ago. Mike Gundy has been involved with Oklahoma State football for all but five of the last 40 years as a player, assistant, coordinator, head coach. And I am in the process of writing a coaching autopsy on him right now. And then literally the next sentence I was going to write was, even the boundless reams of the internet struggle to list all everything that he's meant to this program. And I think what kind of sums up the moment right now is one of his sons. I don't remember which one, but I know his first name starts with a G, tweeted out that, you know, all you Oklahoma State fans need to appreciate everything he's done for this program. And he deleted the tweets in his entire Twitter account. I mean, you can't possibly deny what he's meant for this program, but no one wants to hear it right now. He was the right man for a long time until he wasn't. And it's beyond time to move on. And that was abundantly clear Friday. The loss to Oklahoma, Oregon earlier this year, the 3-9 finish to last season. And if we were to summarize what happened to him in football terms, and that is Oklahoma State was really good at throwing the football and scoring points for a long time until they weren't. He was really good at finding quarterbacks, really good at developing quarterbacks, finding and developing wide receivers. And Oklahoma State has stopped doing that for some time now. And Oklahoma State scored 12 points or whatever it was on Tulsa, 3 points on Oregon. And that's the game right there.
Yeah, the pivot they made offensively to be more of a wide zone team was, I think, 2 or 3 years before that 3-9 season. And correct me if I'm wrong, historian Zach, but it was like Chuba Hubbard or something was their star running back at the time, right? And they seemed to make that transition after a year pretty good. But I wholeheartedly agree with you. They had a string there of offensive coordinators that were outstanding, putting up video game numbers with you know, great NFL talent at the receiver spots. So guys like Dez Bryant and Justin Blackmon, that were great college receivers. That's really where the tide kind of shifted, that offensive change. And then I know they've been through a couple three different defensive coordinators in 4 years. That hasn't helped them gain any ground or footing either. For me, there's something that no coach can overcome, and that's when you kind of lose the locker room. And it felt like that is what has happened at Oklahoma State the past 2 years. And at no time was that more apparent than the loss to Tulsa. When you play uninspiring football against a team that you should absolutely handle on paper, that becomes an impossible mountain to overcome. And that's where we're at right now with Mike Gundy. There will be a time where we give the man his flowers. That day is not today, but I'm confident down the road he will get a hero's welcome back in Stillwater after some of these hurt feelings subside.
Yeah, real quick, Doug. So just to back up what you said, I've just Wikipedia list of Oklahoma State Cowboys in the NFL drafts, and I'm seeing one offensive player drafted in the last four drafts for Oklahoma State. And there was in the 2010s, they were putting, you know, certainly Oklahoma State was not LSU and Ohio State in terms of NFL talent, but that's what make Mike Gundy, Mike Gundy. They're putting a player a year in it, quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tackle. I mean, you could make an all-star team of guys that have played there, and I bet you none of them were even four-star recruits. But that talent dried up. You make a great point about the talent at coordinator that Oklahoma State accumulated over the years. And when that dried up, those two things were symbiotic, and we are where we are.
Mike was not the greatest recruiter in terms of coaching staff, in terms of players. He just never was. But he believed, and he got players that were playing for him to believe, and they fought like a dog. And Mike was such a good coach that he could find a way to win the games. And, I mean, it's not correct to say little brother to Oklahoma, but they didn't have the talent Oklahoma had, but they found a lot of ways to win those games. You know, they won some exciting games, typically with offense, typically to a receiver. You know, there's a lot of famous games, Oklahoma State famous finishes, where you're like, that just happened, and all of America watched it. And none of that happens without Mike Gundy. He was the program. He just didn't have enough around him to help build the program and keep him headed the way the football game was going. So it's where we are, guys.
I also think we'd be dishonest if we didn't say that the failing, I think, on Oklahoma State's part here was allowing Gundy to accumulate such power that there was no one there to push him until it was too late.
That's what I was saying.
Hey, yeah. Exactly. Hey, this is where the game's going. You don't like it. I don't like it. It's inconvenient. Our feelings on this are irrelevant. And Gundy said that this past year was the first team he ever bought. Well, we're 3 years into the portal NIL era, and you are so far behind here that they're paying the price for that now. And obviously, Gundy's battles with T-Boone, the late great T-Boone, were legendary. T-Boone's no longer with us. God only knows how he would have felt about this era that we're in, but there was not a person there, whether it be inside or outside the university, to force Mike Gundy into a place he didn't want to go, and the program paid the price for that.
Agreed. Okay, so how does Oklahoma State University regroup, find that leadership you're talking about, Zach, not just a new head football coach, but somebody say, hey, this is how football programs succeed in this day and age. How do they get the it's a huge shift that they need. How do they do that?
I think you build on what Mike Gundy did, and that is you realize Oklahoma State is never going to be a recruiting power. So you need someone who could score points, and you need someone who could score points with diamonds in the rough, whether that be Texas, Oklahoma high school guys, or whether that be transfer portal guys, you name it. But you need someone who can do that, and you have to do that in an era where you're no longer in the – or you're still in the Big 12, but you're no longer in a conference with Texas and Oklahoma – but you have around you in the Big 12, Texas Tech is as good as it's ever been. TCU is really good. Baylor is on the upswing. Houston's on the upswing. Kansas is on the upswing. Kansas State is down right now, but they're a consistent winner. So you look around you, and there's only so many football players out there that are capable of winning the Big 12, and basically all of your neighbors have those players right now. So you need to go hire a coach who can find those guys that the other schools aren't finding, or beat out those guys that the TCUs, the Texas Techs are recruiting, and get them to wear black and orange. And I think the good news is there's a number of guys that are capable of doing that. You just have to find the right one.
Steve Spurrier was famous for saying you either have to be better or you have to be different. And I think Oklahoma State is in a place where they need to be different. They got to double down on being different. They don't have the same budget and resources or recruiting power that some of those other Big 12 teams that Zach pointed out have. They've got to find someone to go out and be different. And that's that was kind of Mike Gundy's shtick too, was he was different. He had the mullet. Like he found ways to get a light shining on Stillwater. And they've got to find that in offensive scheme or personality or whatever, I think, for them to have success moving forward.
So what comes to my mind, Zach, is, you know, I'm thinking the SEC for a second. You know, University of Florida, LSU, Texas, they have their homegrown recruiting areas. And they can take high school guys and develop them and augment a little bit here and there. Oklahoma State doesn't have that. But neither does – I mean, you could argue, you know, there's a lot of schools, even in the SEC, Arkansas, Ole Miss. You know, Lane said, hey, we were trying the high school thing, and we were okay. But he had to bring in some dudes, and he brought in some dudes – and Ole Miss is, you know, hour and a half from Memphis, 2.5 from Jackson, Mississippi. I mean, Ole Miss is kind of out in the middle of nothing. Stillwater is out in the middle of nothing. But when you get to campus, there are some big bling things on Oklahoma State's campus. There's some beautiful stuff. The football facility is phenomenal. So can he get to have enough of a base, not he, the next head coach, enough of a base, and then bring in the two-year guy, you know, the somebody who's been pretty good at a MAC program. Can they start to bring in some dudes and be right back there in 2 years or a year competing, you know, and winning 7 games, 8 games, 9 games if things flow, you know, fall right at the end of the game?
I think so. You start with, I mean, my mind starts with Oklahoma high school football. And it's not as if there's not good players and good programs in Oklahoma high school football. There's just not a whole lot of them. Right. So I think the job one is to make your presence known that if you are play Big 12 quality football and you're from the state of Oklahoma, you're going to play for Oklahoma State. You're not going to go play for somewhere else. And Stillwater's about equidistant from Tulsa and Oklahoma City. And that's where the bulk of those guys are found. And certainly, most of those guys grew up dreaming of becoming Sooners rather than Cowboys. But Oklahoma, I think, as of recently, didn't have a single offer or commit from an Oklahoma kid. So there's guys to be found at those programs, your Broken Arrows, your Bixby's, your Jinx, your Unions. You've got to make that your home base. And then you've got to do well recruiting Texas, recruiting the Metroplex. I echo what I said earlier. You got to get the guy that convinced those guys to come be Cowboys instead of being Horned Frogs or Mustangs or what have you. And then you need to have a coach that has the connections, the eye for talent, that can go get the FCS players, the AAC players, all that stuff. And having the eye for those guys is one thing, and having the backing to get them there is another. And so whoever this coach is going to need help, obviously from his assistants, and help from the money there.
Yeah. So in your mind, Zach, I agree with you completely. Oklahoma high school football has got to be your base. You're like, hey, you got to go down to the Metroplex, DFW, and recruit properly. Are we talking about at the high school level? Or are we really talking about guys who a year or two into college who you're like, hey, I need you now. And if we bring in the right head coach, he's like, hey, I can get you to the league. You know, it's the Lane Kiffin model, right? Or are you still thinking this? There's a big high school recruiting push?
I think it's got to be a little bit of both, because if you're at Oklahoma State, otherwise, if you build solely through the portal, you're setting yourself up for boom and bust, where if you if everything aligns, you're going to be competing for Arlington. If everything doesn't align, you're in a down cycle, or you get a key injury to the wrong guy, you could be looking at 2-3 straight years of down before you're trying to build back to up. I think you've got to have a mixture of both. And I certainly don't think you could, in this day and age at Oklahoma State, build solely through high school either. That's obviously not the answer. But I think you've got to have the right mixture of the two to build your baseline to where even in your down years, you're still win 7-8. And then if everything hits at the right time and place, you could be 11-12.
But also it's worth mentioning that if you get those transfer portals, like the top transfer portal guy talent like Scott's talking about, Oklahoma State's in a place right now where if those dudes come and ball out and help you win a handful of games, they could be gone in a year or two to a SEC program or something, right? It's not a destination place where you're going to spend 3 or 4 years right now. So they could come in and help win big, but if that happens, they're going to get offered a bag from an SEC or Big Ten program to hit the road again and continue to develop. So that's the state of where the program is right now.
I mean, I don't know about that so much, Doug. I think you look at like a Josh Hoover quarterback at TCU right now. He certainly had offers, I'm sure, to go play somewhere else, but TCU has made it worth his while to stay there. Mm-hmm. Texas Tech has made it worth Baron Morton's while to stay at Texas Tech. There's your Josh Hoover is somewhere out there.
Yeah, also, you just got to go. You're talking about TCU them. And a Texas Tech program that are on very different footing right now than Oklahoma State. So it's a lot easier to stay at a program like that than it is that's a program that's going to be trying to find their way under a first or second year head coach.
Oklahoma made a big push in the last, say, 18 months to bring in general management, you know, and at a number of levels, you know, at the university level, at the football level, they brought in a lot of guys to help steer the program in the right direction. I suspect we're going to see Oklahoma State do the same to some degree. Having spoken with a bunch of coaches in the last 6 months about this job, because there was a lot of speculation this would happen, there are guys who want this job, like straight up. Like, this is like guys would tell me that's the one job that I want. I'm like, geez, wow. Okay. So I think there's very significant interest in this one. I don't know who Oklahoma State ultimately will hire. I think there's guys who are in the pros and there's guys in college who literally say, I'd take that job if they offer it to me. So we'll see where it goes. But
yeah, I think that's a great point on the Oklahoma model. Is certainly the lesson to be learned of the late stage Mike Gundy era was too much power in the hands of one person who turned out to be the wrong person. So they're definitely not going to repeat that mistake with the next head coach, whoever it winds up being.
All right, we're going to do a whole thing on candidates later. I don't know that we need to dive into that right now. It's good stuff. I wish Mike the best. I think he's young at 58. He's got all the money he needs. So question is, what does he want to do in life after this? I look forward to speaking to him. Probably won't be for a couple of days, but I'd like to reach out to him and see what he thinks he might want to do. It might take him 2 or 3 weeks to even begin to think about that. We'll see. Any closing thoughts, gentlemen?
Go offense, Oklahoma State. Go offense with your next hire. That's what I'm pounding the table for.
Yeah, it's a shame it had to end this way, but overall, the Mike Gundy era at Oklahoma State was a university-changing success.
A huge win, absolutely, yes. He is Oklahoma State football and will be for a really long time. Fantastic. All right, we're out. Thanks.